With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A House committee took aim at some U.S. cities offering sanctuary for illegal immigrants Wednesday. House Oversight and Government Reform Chair James Comer says that President Trump has succeeded in border enforcement, where Joe Biden failed.
Over the past 4 years, the Biden administration created the worst border crisis in American history. The Democrats said that President Biden did not have the power or the money to stop the flow of illegal aliens at the southwest border. Turns out, the only thing President Biden did not have was the willpower.
Republican Senator Bernie Moreno of Ohio introduces legislation to ban the display of foreign flags on U.S. Capitol grounds. According to Breitbart, the Allegiance Act would make it illegal for members of Congress to use official funds to purchase any nation's flag other than the American flag. It would also prohibit the display of any flag other than the United States flag on Capitol grounds. Also at SRNNews.com, one of the women accusing former Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual assault speaking out.
Lindsay Boylan helped drive Andrew Cuomo from office when she came forward as the first woman to accuse the former governor of sexual harassment, which he denies. Now Cuomo is back running for New York City mayor, and Boylan tells the Associated Press Democrats who called on him to resign need to loudly condemn his candidacy.
People who should be speaking up aren't. So I don't think anything has specifically changed with women being angry about how our rights are being taken away. But the fact that most of our leaders are more interested in staying comfortable and staying in their jobs than actually protecting us and defending us, that's gotten much worse.
Julie Walker, New York.
White House says automakers will get 1 month exemption from tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico. This is SRN News. A snapshot of America's LGBT population.
It's a wide-ranging new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that people who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender tend to be young. More than one-third of Gen Z and millennials identify this way, compared to just 11% of baby boomers. Women are about twice as likely as men to be LGBT. Members of that community are overwhelmingly liberal politically, and more than half say they're non-religious. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man from Tunisia has been sentenced to life in prison without parole in France for the murders of three people at a church in 2020. During his trial, the 25-year-old admitted responsibility for the attack in a basilica in the French Riviera city of Nice. He said he wanted to avenge Muslims killed around the world by Western nations. The attack was the third in less than 2 months that year. This is SRN News. China will take a more proactive fiscal policy, boosting new tech and foreign investment to achieve its 2025 growth target.
The Chinese government has unveiled an annual economic growth target of around 5%, despite the possible negative impact of a looming trade war with the US, and is pledging to address what it calls inadequate consumer spending at home. As well as encouraging foreign investment, Chinese Premier Li Qiang says we'll unleash the creativity of the digital economy and continue to push forward AI plus programs. We'll vigorously develop new generation intelligent terminals and smart manufacturing equipment. The government's annual report places more emphasis on reviving domestic demand and consumption than last year's version, echoing a shift by the ruling Communist Party at meetings in December. I'm Charles DeLavisma.
Vice President J.D. Vance took an aerial tour of the U.S.-Mexico border on Wednesday, met with law enforcement. More details at SRNNews.com.